Just want to say,
we got sound here.
Oh, good. She knows this. Something there's multiple people. It'll come down. There, that's better. Anyway, I just want to say, my name is Rick Simmons, and I work over at Elliott Bay, and Greg Bem got in touch with us about doing a meeting, and I think we had in mind Elliott Bay when we talked about a night where a collection of people who were all being in town as we read together, and it was that we had something else set up. But it being in this neighborhood and being friends as we are with Hugo House, they were gracious and said, let's do it here. And so tonight, we're delighted to have this night of four poets, Magen Zahir, Sarazad Shuban, Ryan X, and Haley Higdon, in some order that Greg will explain and lay out. We'll all be reading from their work, and I don't know if the four of them have ever read together or not, but this I think will be a nice collection of varied work and poets. And I'm going to say less, except we have Magen's new book, The Consequences of My Body, just out from Nightbook Books, over at the table there. And I think others who may have brought publications today, you can see them about them. I know they all have published chapbooks and for other forms of publication, but I think they know how those are obtained better than I do. So with that, we're again thankful you're here. Thanks to Hugo House, and thanks to Greg Bem, who will now take over and say things. So thanks, Greg.
Thanks. Thank you, Rick. And thanks for Elliott Bay bringing us together. And of course, Hugo House described tonight anonymously as a funeral home, which is going away at the end of May. So going away meaning going over to where the Fry is. So it's kind of cool to see this space, which I've known since I've lived here. I moved here 6 years ago, still active and kind of squeezing the last life force out of the physical space that it's using right now. And yes, as mentioned earlier, Rick said that Magen's new book, The Consequences of My Body, is now out. It's quite beautiful. It's also a mellow shade of yellow, and yellow is one of my favorite colors. So bonus points for that. Magen will be coming up to the podium in a bit. But first, we have Haley Higdon, who I met originally in Philadelphia. And she has lived in numerous places since then, including Nashville and Snohomish proper. And now she's in Ballard. And she is a poet. She is the author of several chapbooks. Her most recent project, Yes and What Happens, was completed as a part of the Doozy Collective in 2015. And she's a lifelong student of sound and language. She's also a speech pathologist. So everybody welcome up Haley Higdon.
Two women walk into a town. So here we are digging, until we're wild, find water. All of the places were open, then they were closed. What kind of reception you get. So the sun is gathering bystanders, perfectly, like there's no harm. Everywhere I go, they are waiting. As an American, I want to talk about myself. Go in and out of getting prayer. Suggest light, exposure. About myself, I spoiled with competition. A country so green, we all wanted it. Then to have that particular experience of being talked out of the conversation. Two women walk into a town. Good. We tried for neighborly in the shadow of a repeated national harm, shit show. Destroying towns, big and small, people. Violence used in relation to purity, some in a boat and others wondering how long it will take to sink in the middle, which is terrible. Two women go to places inhabited by risk. No job, too odd. There are real-time moments before death when real gets real. The rest is made up, costumed. We are out to eat, sampling the buffet, looking to see what's in the garbage can because we are young and curious and just want to know. The fear of the dark is the fear of making out, making it. We didn't know what we were doing. We were trying, showing. Some people surface, they figure it out. Between us evaporates, chisels out one form. They didn't expect two to be there. Two women walk into a town. Foundational to the existence of the town is interesting. They thought, we need the witness of neighbors. We don't know who are neighbors, who are just friends. Here is not a place for inside behavior, but outside doesn't seem much better. What comes next? Two women talked a while the world was changing. Weather screamed in the evening that it wasn't enough to decide how you feel independent of your neighbors. Did it matter if they agreed? We are here, permanent and wild, with that community of moving target. That community that says you are better off real imaginary and real far away. So today we built a house out of brick. Say they huffed and they puffed. They are powerful, find complacency easy. So why did we build a house out of brick? And why did they huff and they puff? The thunder counsels the lightning strike and shuts up. Now it is Monday and expandable and expanding. We roam, so day we roam, submissive to the course. Two women walk into a town, busted up like they've been somewhere, leaning into the shadow of subtle, responsible, captioning the night. Two women atmospheric, all the love of loving a new place but told to count their blessings, that living is consent to dying after. We turn out the lights, sit in the back of the truck and look at the darkness of woods. We call polite moments, moments of rescue, when our community momentarily becomes our community. But we bloom at variance because we are always thinking, you say, about ways to get better at being the most you version of you that you know they don't like. Right? People are seeds leaving you until you acknowledge they were grafted too. Two women so rest, the times we should have had, squandered time on the internet, hiding, trying to figure things out. No. The way it is we have trouble anticipating failures. Our neighbors didn't know how it would turn out, so they pretending was consent. We think, doesn't feel right, fair. What's a life without choices? That free person? Each day he bought an ice cream cone, thought about swimming, made volitional acts. When he woke up, went somewhere. We agree to be on water, swimming at our own risk. This is how my birthday is going to be, she says. I did some things, too busy for others. What do you care? I hear it is a tough topic, they say. A woman needs a seed. We moved to the farthest place, where company is a slow bouncing of tree limbs, where the jitter of leaves nowadays is symbolic. Two women walk into a desert town. There is not so much of an audience, but suggestion of exposure, light. Then we are there, to feel the pressure of exclusion, which can be a fuel, familiar, if terrible. If the prototype of queer is determinate, two women try to remind themselves the safety of having a regular job, a corner store. The light falls on the floor in the quiet room. There's every day at the lake. Every day we took care of each other, and it was masculine and it was feminine, wearing the same clothes like it was making us more ourselves. We are scuff marks on floorboards, a wild permanence, looks like crystal behavior that is not a threat to our common values, but remarkable in its individual means. Who we need is a ball change in the movement of walking, full of exceptions. No matter the rules I break, no matter, they will domesticate me after I die. The ratio of men to you, and well, those were the reasons, and that was New York.